This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Trace Distillery. Powerful yet smooth. Contained but never tame. Proudly going their own way, but never going alone. This is the spirit inside Buffalo Trace Bourbon. Made at Buffalo Trace Distillery, the world's most award-winning distillery. Buffalo Trace is always perfectly untamed. Distilled, aged, and bottled by Buffalo Trace Distillery, Franklin County, Kentucky. 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume. Learn more at buffalotracedistillery.com. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome back, Clickbait listeners. My name is Eric Clancy. I'm joined in with my co-hosts, Jill and Mari. Joe is out today. It's actually his birthday, so happy birthday, Joe. This is the first ever Clickbait episode he hasn't been a part of, but he's somewhere better having a ton of fun.
He's in a better place. Love that.
We have a fantastic episode for you today. There's a ton happening in Bachelor Nation. We have our Clickbait of the Week, our Bachelor Nation breakdown, and we're joined by our guests, Dean and Kaylin, absolute legends here in Bachelor Nation. So super excited for that. There's a lot happening. Jill, Mari, how's it going? Super excited to be here with you guys. It's been a while.
Lovely.
Good. Excited. Yeah.
I know, Mari, you're a little sick, right?
Yeah, I'm still a little under the weather. I don't know if you can still hear it in my voice, but, you know, getting over it, getting better. So hoping this clears up before my birthday this weekend.
Oh my God. Happy birthday. Yeah. Everyone's having birthdays. Unbelievable.
Aries season.
Yeah, it's my birthday too.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. All right. Time to get into our Bachelor Nation breakdown this week. We've got a lot going on this week that we've got to talk about. But first, let's catch up with our host, Aaron. How we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm actually better than ever. I don't know if you saw on the socials, but I just hard launched my relationship. Last pod. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Round of applause.
Amazing.
last pod, I did let everyone know I was seeing someone, which was a big step for me, you know, because the world can be a kind of an evil, brutal place when it comes to this kind of thing. But I officially hard launched her. So now she's exposed to all of that brutal evilness. So that's good.
Right. Right. And how is she handling it, Aaron? Has there been mostly positive feedback, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so actually that was amazing. It was 100% exclusively positive. There was so much love. I'm super glad I did it. You know, it's a big piece of my life. And obviously, you know, with all the fans and whatnot, you kind of, I feel like there's an obligation to kind of let them know what's going on with you. They're all invested. Yeah, and they love her. She's awesome. And I'm happier than I've ever been. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Aw, that's okay, great. Okay, well, how did you guys meet? Give us the tea. Tell us the story. I love a love story.
Well, the story is a little bit more complicated, but we've agreed on a fake story. And it's friends of a friend. And that's it.
Friends are friends, now I have more questions. If anything, you shouldn't have mentioned the fake story part, because now I'm like, what is the real story?
Oh yeah, Aaron. Well, I'll have to tell you. I'll tell you off the podcast.
Camera?
Yeah, just friend to friend.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, as long as you're happy, we're happy.
Yeah. No apps. No apps were involved. No apps. Yeah, no apps, no dating apps, nothing like that. It was really authentic. You know, there were no roses involved either, you know.
Yeah, we love that.
Okay. No, but it was great. Wholesome. You know, you guys have been proud of me for sure.
I mean, obviously, yeah, if it's Aaron, it's got to be wholesome. We know
that. Oh, come on now. Okay, the way you just said that implied. The opposite.
Okay, so did you just get a girlfriend because James got a girlfriend?
Ooh.
So that was the actual reason I started looking for someone to see. I just wanted someone to hang out with, to be honest.
I figured.
More of a companion. but yeah.
An emotional support animal.
Yeah, someone I could go get, you know, Starbucks with, right?
Right.
Long walks on the beach. And, you know, one thing led to another.
The sweet things. That's amazing. Well, we're happy for you.
So happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Enough about me. I can talk about myself all day. But Mari, what's going on in your world?
Oh, my goodness. So much. Wedding planning, of course, is still going strong. We've got all of our vendors. We just booked photographer, videographer. So we're well on the way. Actually, earlier this week, Kenny and I, funny story, went to visit a college classroom, right? At ISU, there's this communications class, and he and I are both comm majors. So the funny part is that this class is based on The Bachelor. So they had us come in just to meet the class and say hi, just talk to them a little bit. And it was so funny, like the range of people in the class were people who like have never seen an episode to like huge super fans. But I just think it's hilarious that there's actually a whole college course based on a TV show that we were all on.
Yeah. So like, what is the premise of the class? Like, what are they learning? Because I mean, The Bachelor can be very educational. We all know. But what are they gathering from this?
Well, the class is based on interpersonal relationships, interpersonal communication.
So, cool.
Yeah, I literally asked them, I was like, do you guys watch the show as homework? But apparently they don't. They just kind of discuss as a group. So I don't know. They're learning about how we communicate with each other, I guess.
Very interesting. I mean, yeah, if they were to watch my season, Aaron, you were also on there. They would watch our season of Bachelor in Paradise. They learn about gaslighting. They learn about cheating. They learn about just, you know, all of the crazy interpersonal stuff that really happened on the beach. Right.
Yeah. Aaron? Yeah. If the, you know what? If the if the class is about healthy communication,
probably not the show.
I see why I wasn't invited.
Maybe as an example of what not to do, we can replay.
Okay. I can make fun of myself.
It's all good. It all worked out for you in the end.
It did, yeah.
But if you want to watch a season with great rock solid communication, Mari and Kenny, watch that season, which I was also on.
You were also on.
My communication was even worse.
Yep. It's the growth that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots going on for me and Kenny, getting ready for this wedding coming up in a few months, full speed ahead. But yeah, Jill, what's going on with you?
Oh my God. Lots of changes in my life. We'll start with the sad first and then on the happy note. So I did lose my cat Sauce. Everyone kind of grew to, I mean, I freaked out about not being with him on the show. He was a huge part of my life, emotional support animal for all intents and purposes. And unfortunately, he passed away from complications due to surgery. So he was only 5. And oh my God, it's been the hardest thing I've ever been through. Truly. If you've lost like a loved one, I've lost loved ones like human beings, and I've never been this distraught. Literally, this cat is like has swept me off my feet. Like it's been really bad, but I went to a pet loss support group. I'm kind of like grasping at everything that I can to kind of deal with this. But so I think I am, that happened a month ago. I'm definitely on the mend. And I think that I am starting to look into fostering. I think that'll be a good kind of intro back into like pet ownership and just make me feel good. So fostering and then adopting potentially in the future. But yeah, still grieving, definitely. So that's a huge portion. Huge thing in my life that happened. And then still going strong with my boyfriend, which is great. So we've been together for a little bit now, and we went on our first trip together. So we went to DC, which was great. And you really do learn a lot about people when you travel with them. And right? Like, I mean that in the best way possible. There were moments where I was freaking out, he was freaking out, and it was really good to see how we were able to kind of navigate those things together. And it was great. I feel so much more connected to him. And yeah, I feel like we're going in the right direction for sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we are very sorry about your loss, but we are glad that you're turning it into a positive and considering foster. That's such a sweet alternative to leaving kittens in shelter. So that's great for you. And we're obviously, of course, happy that your relationship is going well. So congrats there too.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Do you have any other trips planned?
I do. Well, not with him, but I'm leaving him home. I'm going to New York in a little bit, so it'll be fun. I'm going to my first event. I've never been invited to an event before, so I'm going to an event. That'll be very cool. So it's for AAPI Heritage Month, so it'll be cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Represent the people. We got to do it.
Of course.
So yeah, that's really all I have. I mean, things are just warming up around here. I can't wait for summer in Newport. It's going to be amazing. And yeah, I just can't wait. Summer.
All right. Well, let's get back on this happy relationship train, because our next piece of Bachelor Nation breakdown, did you guys see that Teddy Wright is engaged to her boyfriend, Nicholas?
I did. That was crazy. I feel like we just saw a hard launch and now we're seeing an engagement, but I understand things in Bachelor Nation move quickly. Mari, you know that these engagements can move very quickly. So I think when it's taken out of like Bachelor Nation, we expect, you know, like a long relationship and then an engagement. But yeah, super happy for her. I was definitely shocked. I think a lot of people were shocked, but super happy for her. She looks, I mean, the ring is amazing. And I think she's just going to make the most beautiful bride ever.
Oh, she's so stunning. I mean, I saw that she actually answered a question saying she doesn't want a long engagement. So it seems like they're going to plan a wedding here pretty quickly, which is even more surprising.
Yeah, she has like so many. She has like, I think she said she had like a vendor picked out and she had like a photographer and like a narrowed down dresses. Like that is so far ahead of the game. She is serious about it. Respect, honestly.
It's funny. It's usually, isn't cuffing season? It's usually when it's, you know, colder outside, it's warming up. Everyone's getting in relationships, it seems.
I know.
Launching, so it's awesome.
I know.
Everything's turned on its head.
Lots of hard launches in Bachelor Nation recently. Erin, of course, we had you. And then Shanae as well.
Yes.
Shanae with the bands. Okay. She didn't pop the tags, though, so we don't know too much about him. We just know what he looks like.
Yeah, keeping it on the DL. It's fine.
On the DL. I respect
the privacy.
I do respect the privacy.
We also had another one trying to keep it private.
Okay.
Did you see Tayshia is now with somebody potentially from Summer House?
I did. I saw that. And wasn't it not supposed to be like someone posted a cropped picture and then the full picture came out and they were cozy?
Yes.
Okay. I respect the keeping it private, because obviously if you're dating, you want to keep it private at the beginning. So who knows like how long this has gone on. And I especially understand it for people who haven't been on reality TV, but this guy's been on reality TV.
I know. So he knows what it's like, which is good.
He knows what it's like. Yeah. But if it is a thing, happy for her. Amazing.
Yeah, I think the internet can just make everything kind of complicated. So, you know,
happy
for them, definitely at the beginning.
Happy for them if it, you know, again, this is rumors. This is all, we don't know. But theoretically speaking, yeah, a major soft launch, like a whisper of a launch, not even.
Exactly. So who knows, maybe in a few weeks, couple months, maybe we'll see a little bit more concrete evidence. But for now, no, she's happy, we're happy.
Very interesting. Yep. Love that.
More exciting and happy news. Kayla Quinn gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. Her name is Teddy. Lots of Teddy's going on in her Bachelor Nation breakdown today. But we are so excited for her and so happy for her. And we wish them all the best, of course.
Mm-hmm. I know she was like sharing her pregnancy journey. And I think it's so fun to see people like share different aspects of their lives. And is Teddy spelled the same way as Teddy from the show? I wonder if there was any like, ooh, that's a good name.
I believe it is. I think it's with an I. Yeah.
Oh my God. So I love that name. I think it's so cute. Very happy for her.
Me too. All right. Well, that has been all of our Bachelor Nation breakdown for this week. As always, lots of good and exciting stuff happening around Bachelor Nation. But Jill, I'm going to toss it over to you.
All right. So for the clickbait of the week, we have an interesting clickbait this week. So the headline is Woman Goes Viral with Her 15 Rules for a Successful First Date. So this article, so there's this girl on TikTok, and I guess she's sharing what maybe has worked for her or her friends. And I have some thoughts about some of the things that she was saying. You know, like some examples are like, hold a drink so you feel more comfortable, have a drink and a half for a pregame before you go on the date. They're all just these like little things. And then one of them was use manipulative emotional tactics.
What?
And I was like, I don't know about that one.
That needs more explanation. How did she mean by that?
I think just like the way that you talk I'm pretty sure it was just like using little tricks to make them like you. I think that's what this whole thing is about, is like things you can do to get a second date or make somebody like you. And I feel like I have mixed feelings on this because I don't feel like we should be going into dates being I'm going to manipulate this guy so he likes me. I think it should be like definitely more authentic.
Sure.
But she did have some good points. So the good points, one of the really good points was, don't become pen pals before your first date. So if you meet somebody online, don't be texting them all the time. And I've had this happen before where like I meet somebody online and I'm like texting them a lot. And then we get to the first date and it's just like, well, now what?
Well,
here we are.
I think I really liked where she said, go on a Thursday. Because I like having
I like that too.
I like having like an out.
Yeah, an out. Aaron, the whole point was that you had an in, not an out.
Yeah, no, it's like on a Thursday though, like if it's going bad, you know, you could say work early on Friday, things like that. That's what I mean. I mean, like, yeah, the in is there for sure, but I like being able to exit scenario if it's not going so well.
Okay. I could see that. I don't know. I think some of these things like definitely have value. I totally agree with the pen pal thing. The drinking before the date, if that's your thing and you want to kind of like loosen up, I think that's a good idea. I'm on my first date with my boyfriend, I accidentally got really drunk on the date. But it was actually really fun and like it ended up fine. But I don't know. I think, Aaron, do you think these are tactics to or could this be long term? Could this lead to long term success?
Yeah. You know what? I do think they can lead to long term success. I do think, though, that the type of person that's this strategic might be indicative of something else that might,
more sinister.
I don't know, not sinister, but like if you're going into it with like a psychological manipulation type approach, like the F me sweater, she says something that screams confidence, but it's also soft and huggable. I think I personally would like it if someone just put on a sweater because they thought it was cute, you know?
Right, exactly.
If you're thinking like F me sweater and that's in your head, maybe not the best, but I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I think I like to think of dates as like I'm going to try to be as authentic as I can, even though it's a weird situation. And you should definitely use some of these tools to like help you feel more comfortable. Like if you want to hold a drink or if you want to have a drink before, or like just those little things I think are good. But the emotional manipulation, the really like
a bit much.
Right.
Not a good way to start off a relationship. Like if you're serious about it, why would you want to start it off that way? You know what I'm saying? Like just let it glow.
Yeah.
And do you think she, like, this person would run in? What if she ran into, like, a guy that was, like, the same exact type, like, strategically approaching? Ooh. That would be, like, two evil villains.
Really would. I would love to see it. Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be a recipe for disaster. And if things, like, don't go exactly your way, I don't know. I just think when you're going into a first date, you have to go in with, like, no plans and just, like, see how it goes, because that's how you're going to be the most authentic. But honestly, like she lives in New York, I believe. And so I heard that dating in New York is crazy and just going on dates and dates like every single day of the week. I just think that's a thing. So if you're casually dating, if you want to have a little bit of fun just to see, sure, try out these tactics. But I think if you're looking for something long-term, you just got to see if it's right. you know?
Yeah, I 100% agree. Yeah. If someone's manipulating, then someone's getting manipulated, right? So.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And that's never fun. No. I mean, but also, what would you feel if you were to find out after the fact, like you did start dating this person and it's going somewhere and you find out that they came into it with like this list of ideas and like psychological tricks to like win you over? I would feel kind of.
Yeah. I'd be like hot. I'd be like, that's hot.
Aaron!
Everything I just said, I'd be like, that's super hot. Like, I'd probably go to Neil Lane or whatever, get a ring.
You know, Neil Lane or whoever. It's mental illness, love. It's literally mental illness. But honestly, I actually had, it wasn't a tactic, but when I went on my first date with my boyfriend, I didn't want to show up first because I was just like, really awkward. Oh, so I went in and I didn't see anybody that could potentially look like him. So then, and I was like, oh, like, what do I do? Because I'd never been there before. I was like, I don't know where to sit. So I walked back out and I just hid around the corner. And he's like, oh, I'm here. And I'm like, oh my God, hi. Sorry, I'm late. Like, and then I ended up telling him and he thought that was hilarious. So as long as there's something little, you know,
it's always not too bad. It can always be hard when you walk into a room and everyone's already sitting, you know?
Oh my God.
Where do you go?
Right. And it wasn't really like a blind date. So I was just like, are you him? Like, imagine if I just went up to somebody random.
Are you him?
No. Are you? They probably, like, it would just be bad. But yeah, you know, do what makes you comfortable. That's what I say. That's my synopsis of this.
Yeah, that's sure. Great sound dating advice.
Yeah. I feel the exact same way. I it's funny. I like try to ignore those feelings, you know, because I tell myself, I'm like, everyone feels this way. Everyone gets like, feels. Yeah. And so I'll walk in the room and just be like looking around and I'll just like literally just eat it. Like, and I'll feel so weird.
I might get the ick. Honestly,
I know, but that's the thing. It's like, no, but that's the thing though too. It's like people, you look so dumb. Like people look so dumb.
Dumb. You're dumb and dusty. Ew. Ick.
Dusty. Okay.
Dumb and dusty. No. I'd walk out. Goodness. If I saw that, I'd be like, it's not me.
Not me. Can't make it.
That is savage. That's savage.
Oh, goodness.
You've said a couple savage things in your day, Aaron. I'll see you bad.
All right, guys. Well, this seems like the perfect time to introduce the guests, Dean and Kaylin. We saw them on Bachelor in Paradise season 6. They are a successful example of a great couple that worked out from Paradise. They're always on the move. They got a lot going on. They look beautiful. Clickbait listeners, please welcome Dean and Kaylin.
Bachelor Nation, Clickbait listeners, we'd like to welcome Dean and Kaylin from Bachelor in Paradise Season 6 to the podcast. Dean and Kaylin, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. You know, it's funny because we host a podcast together now, but we have, this is the first time we've been guests on a podcast in 3 years.
No, so long.
I honestly can't remember the last time we were both guests on a podcast.
Have we ever been?
Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't exist. So thank you so much for having us. We feel so honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you, especially if it is your first time together on a podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Anything for you guys.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that's like big shoes to fill. It's like, okay, this is your first time together. We got to grill you.
No. Let's keep it light. Let's keep it light and nice. No, I mean, I think you guys have all been on ours, which is great. Yeah. It's good to see familiar faces. I love all of you. So I'm happy to be here. Kaylin, I don't want to speak for her, but I'm sure she's happy to be here too.
Okay. I definitely haven't been on yours. So
I think we've tried to reach out to you, but you've declined our invitation every single time.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Let's get into that. Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's all good. Are you guys never podcast guests because you're always traveling? Is that the deal? You can't quite lock yourself down for long enough, or?
Yeah, and we're never, travel, or he just hates.
No, I just don't think there's enough interest in us. You know, we're like the bottom of the barrel. So whenever anyone feels like scraping it, there we are.
No, you guys are Bachelor Nation royalty.
No, oh my gosh. No, we're not. I don't know why we don't ever do them. I think we've gotten offers, but
I hate doing podcasts.
I always say no. I'm not a big, I'm more of like a visual guy. I hate the sound of my own voice. And so
start a podcast.
Dude, the podcast journey has been interesting for me because I went from absolutely hating it to like kind of enjoying it to basically getting fired to then like begging my way back in. So it is what it is, you know, but
what an adventure. Well, speaking of adventure, you guys are always traveling around. Where are you guys right now?
We're in Vegas. We're in our home in Vegas. And Dean flies out tonight. I leave tomorrow. And then we're gone in Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to be soaking up the sun, working on our tan. What else are we going to do? Snorkel, skydive, hike, rock climb. Snow skydiving? Never heard of that. Jeez. Yeah. What about you guys? Where are all you?
I'm in Chicago.
Jill, you live in Rhode Island still?
I do. I'm in Rhode Island.
Nice. Just making sure, because I knew that was a new move for you. I wasn't sure if you moved elsewhere since. Nope. Yeah, and Aaron, you're in San Diego.
San Diego, working on the tan. Same as you. Yeah.
Look at us, dude. We got all the major, not all the major cities, but we got all of America covered, basically.
We pretty much do. Yeah.
Across the map.
Good for us. Heck yeah.
So as for your trip to Hawaii, are you planning to visit your proposal spot again? That was super sweet.
No, we're going to a different island. We did the proposal in Kauai. This time we're just going to spend 2 weeks on Maui. Amazing. And Kayla knows nothing about the trip. I planned it all myself, which is very, very rare. Kayla loves planning, and so she usually takes the reins. But on this one, I was like, just don't do anything. I booked the flights. I got the hotel. I got all our activities planned.
Wow.
So it should be pretty fun.
First of all, bravo, awesome. Dean, for taking charge.
Well,
Kaylin, like, how do you feel about that, though? I would get anxiety.
Oh, yeah, I do. He just planned a trip to, we went to Colorado recently, and he like led me to believe that we were sleeping in the van the whole time, and he didn't book the hotels. And so I was kind of grumpy. And then we show up at midnight, and he's like, I'm going to go check into the hotel. I was like, are you kidding me? So I feel like that's how the Hawaii trip's going to be. He's going to like, I don't know, pull me along the whole time.
Do you usually plan because you're better at it, or because Dean just doesn't want to? He just doesn't want to do it.
Dean just doesn't want to do it, and he's better at it travel wise. He's such a good travel planner, way better than me. But he's just a little lazy.
No, that is a low.
The truth comes out. The truth comes out.
No, it's not lazy. I happen to find the hilarious hijinks I get myself into like fun and enjoyable. But you like to have a set schedule, and it's just a difference of personality. I wouldn't say it's one's lazy, one's not lazy. Kaylin likes to have a routine, a plan, a structure, and I'm the opposite. I want to just figure it out as I go.
Yeah. Okay. So, how do you guys travel with each other then? What are some of the challenges that you have encountered? Because honestly, I went on my first trip with my boyfriend like a couple weeks ago, and it was a short trip, and I learned a lot. So, what have you guys learned from traveling with each other, and what advice would you give to couples that are traveling?
Interesting. You go first.
Well, so we were on Paradise, and we left, and Dean's apology to me was to book me a flight to Spain. Mm-hmm. And so we immediately
just her though. I didn't go. I just booked her a flight to Spain.
But week one of our relationship, we started traveling around Europe together, and it definitely brought us closer. When I travel, I just want to eat and like try, I don't know, great food and shop. And Dean just doesn't want to eat and wants to explore and hike and be active. So it's like in 4 years of being together, we've learned to kind of compromise in that and like find a way that we're both happy.
It's tough because Kaylin likes to eat, as she just said, but every time she orders food, she'll order a full meal and she'll eat a third of it. And I order a full meal and I only want to eat like one meal a day. But with her, we're ordering breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I just can't, I don't have it in me to not eat the full meal. So I just eat and eat and eat and eat, especially when we're on vacation. So like that's one thing I have to deal with is like remember to eat less, because if I order a full meal every time we order food, I'm just going to get way overweight, which I obviously don't think either of us want. Whenever it comes to the food thing, what I've really learned is Kaylin always asks what I want to do for food, and I am the least picky food person of all time, I would say. And Kaylin has had certain dietary restrictions, whether she wasn't eating red meat or not eating chicken or whatever it is. And so she'll ask me for like, where do I want to go get a lunch? And I'm like, I literally don't care. But if I pick a place, I know for a fact you won't be able to order 95% of the things on the menu. So then I always like defer to her when it comes to picking restaurants and stuff like that. which has led to being a little bit more stress-free. I would say as far as like traveling with her, I have to up the star rating on the accommodations. You know, like I'm comfortable sleeping in a hostel or like a two-star hotel. Kaylin doesn't require more, but she prefers a nicer place, which is, you know, usually
we slept in a hostel together once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took her to Guatemala and we were about to hike this volcano. And the night before we stayed at a hostel and Kaylin had never, I don't even think you knew what a hostel was. And so we checked into the hostel, we get into the room and we're like laying in bed. And for some reason the room was empty. And then all of a sudden this guy walks in and starts like getting changed. And Kaylin looks at me and she goes, "What the fuck is this guy doing in here?" And I was like, "Kaylin, wow. it's a hostel. It's a shared room." She's like, "What?"
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
I haven't done that since. That was the one and only time.
Okay.
So Kaylin, you like to eat more for like the flavors.
Yeah, I just like, Dean just wants to eat to stay alive. And I'm like, I want to eat and explore. And like, he's like,
food is numbers. He just wants the macros.
Cutting my protein. No,
I get it.
I don't have fully formed taste buds, I think. So I like a good food and great food taste the same to me. So I don't really see the point in going out and spending a lot on dinner when a good food like restaurant is just as good to me as a great restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't call it fully formed. I call myself peasant taste buds, right? So I'm like Domino's, right?
Yeah.
Domino's. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean, every time I go to McDonald's and get a double cheeseburger, it is heaven on earth.
Dude, I'm going right after this. I'll
meet you there.
Love that. Okay, Dean, let's talk about Antarctica.
Oh yeah.
Aaron, I know that you guys have conversed about Antarctica.
Oh, dude, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember we shot a couple DMs back? I was supposed to go. Remember, I was going to carry all the bags.
I do remember that. Aaron and I were talking because I want to go on a trip with Aaron. And we're talking about, I think we were climbing a mountain or something we were talking about. And like all the necessities that we would need, the two of us. And I was like, well, I don't have to carry anything. I can just put it all on you because you're a freaking workhorse.
Ain't no mountain high enough, bro.
That's right.
Double cheeses, dude.
That's right.
Fuel the trip.
Oh man, we got to do it one of these days. But no, Antarctica was great. It was just if anyone's going to Antarctica, just realize how long it takes to get there. 2 days of flights, 3 days on a boat, and then you like live on the boat for 2 weeks when you're down there. And I'm just not a boat person. Kaylin and I did a trip to the Galapagos where we lived on a boat for a week and a half, something like that. And being on a boat is fun for the first couple of days, but near like the second half of the trip, you're just like, I just am ready to be on my own schedule and do my own things. But on a boat, everything is so structured, which we just talked about, I don't like that too much. And Kaylin, I don't think, likes it when she's not the one planning certain things. And then you just feel like you're kind of locked in to the itinerary that they set for you. And it just gets a little like shell-shocked, you know? So Antarctica was great. I have nothing bad to say about it, except for the travel to get there is quite a burden.
I forgot who said, someone in here said they were going on a cruise soon, right?
Oh.
Me, I literally was just thinking.
It's a little bit different than that, right? It's a little bit different than that.
Where are you cruising to?
I hope so. We're going on a Caribbean cruise for my birthday. But literally while you were talking, I was like, am I not going? This is my first time. So I have no idea what to expect.
I've never been on a cruise.
I bet you it's going to be like, are you going with a bunch of friends?
No, it's just me and Kenny.
Okay. Is it like 4 or 5 days or how long is it?
It's a 6 day. Yeah.
Okay. So I bet you'll have fun. And on the last day, you'll be like finally, like I think 6 days is good because on the last day, you'll be excited to get off, but still really happy for everything that you just did, you know?
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is your first cruise. I've never been on a cruise either. I'm kind of scared of them, honestly. I'm not going to talk about that because I don't want to freak you out.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for the consideration. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, you guys, aside from adventuring around the world, a different kind of adventure you're kind of on right now is wedding planning. Let's talk about it. What have you guys got planned so far?
We have everything planned minus the little details. Like everything's good. He needs to pick out his tux, but my dresses are ordered. We just got our invitations in and I feel like we have everything. Like I feel good. I feel less stressed than I did when we started.
Yeah, it's going really well for me. I'm very active and involved in the wedding planning.
Yeah.
Which is actually, that's a bold-faced lie. I I have a say in things. Kaylin and we just got our invitations like mocked up and sent to us. And they're beautiful invitations, but there's like little details where I'm like, why is there a pair of cowboy boots on the invitation. I've never worn cowboy boots. I don't think you wear cowboy boots very often.
Yes, I do. I'm Kentucky.
Of course, but you don't wear them on like a regular basis.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are we tailoring our invitations to be this cowboy theme when neither of us are cowboy or girl, you know?
Yeah.
So there's like little things like that where I'm just like, what, like, what's that about? But then like, you know, then we just figure out a solution for it pretty quickly and easily. So it's been good. Getting excited. I was just telling Kaylin's grandparents last night, I've got the vows like 60% written. So looking forward to that whole aspect in my head.
And he did this for his brother's wedding. He meant to write out the speech, but he's like, I got it all in my head, and he forgot it all. So I'm a little worried that might happen, but
I didn't forget all of it. I forgot like the punchlines and stuff, just like the important stuff.
The punchlines.
Yeah. And I actually did forget most of my vows, but then I watched something on TV the other day that like re-clicked my memory. So I remembered
all of
it.
Was it Love is Blind?
There, that watching Love is Blind actually
it was the Matrix.
It did spark a lot of like motivation to add some new stuff in there.
Oh,
but like different than what they're saying, obviously. But I'm like, oh, these guys are really good at communicating their emotions. Maybe I should put some emotions into my vows.
Oh, that'd be a great idea. I think that's a good idea.
And maybe you could write them too. I mean,
yeah. Well, okay. So here's my thing with writing the vows, and maybe you guys have a different input on this, but one of my biggest pet peeves with weddings is when the bride and groom are delivering their vows and they're just reading like a robot off of the the notepad.
Yes,
I'm like, sure. I just want some emotion and some genuineness in the actual reading of the vows. So maybe what I'll do is write them down, but I'm not going to read them off of a notebook.
And like, and rehearse it, you know?
Yeah, rehearse it, right.
Bullet points. But I do like to see, like, if someone's got a piece of paper, I like to see it shaking, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see that paper shaking to make sure you really feel it in your heart. So.
Yeah. And I don't have the best, I don't have the best memory. Even when I came back for Kaylin on the beach in Paradise, and you know, I had rehearsed what I was going to say many, many times before going down and giving my whole spiel to Kaylin. And I knew I was leaving some things out and I couldn't remember what they were, like, while I was talking. And one of the producers was standing behind Kaylin so she couldn't see him. And he would like write down like buzzwords on the paper, like, don't forget to talk about this. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I forgot to talk about that. And so then I would go off and start talking about that. So maybe I'll have that at the wedding as well.
Yeah, we need a producer behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I want to go back for a second because we talked about how cowboy boots are not the vibe of your wedding. So what is the vibe? Kaylin, you mentioned you have multiple dresses.
Yes, I have two dresses. Our wedding venue is going to like lean hard on the theme, but it's in Aspen and it's just like very us. I don't know.
Well, it is. The cowboy boots do fit the vibe of the of the wedding. But
they just don't fit us.
They don't fit us. And I'm going to like I'll wear a cowboy hat and stuff at the reception and all those things. But, you know, I don't think I've ever worn a cowboy hat before. So it'll be like a first thing for me.
Like Yellowstone, you know, kind of Yellowstone vibes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Love that.
Can I get you guys' opinion real quick? Do you think it'd be weird if I wore a bolo tie with a tuxedo?
No, I think that'd be sick.
Okay.
I feel like that'd be very you from what I've seen.
I'm not a big regular tie guy. So I need to go bolo and I have to go tuxedo. I think that's, and cowboy hat, I guess I could do that.
I'm a fan of balance. See, I would say like a regular tie for the ceremony and then for the reception, maybe do the bolo.
That's exactly what I was saying.
And it has to be a fancy one with like diamonds all over.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be lots of diamonds. The diamond ring that I lost is actually just being made into a bolo tie at this very moment.
Oh, my God. That
Smith
ring.
Working on it.
Yeah. Just hammering away.
See, you still have never found the ring. I know everyone asks you about that, but like it just evaporated.
Yeah, it evaporated. I think Kaylin hit it or did something with it, to be honest.
What a crazy thing for me to do.
Yeah, you're telling me. It went missing. She has a new ring. The ring I proposed with was just, I went to a jeweler and bought like an inexpensive diamond ring just to have something like for the occasion, you know? And now I do have a new engagement ring. So the third engagement ring, I guess you could call it.
Three.
Yeah. And I haven't given it to her yet. I plan on giving it to her before the wedding in just a special way. You know, maybe in Hawaii, I guess. Who knows? We'll see if there's a moment that lends itself to that. But fortunately, a ring company reached out and was like, hey, we heard you lost the ring. We would love to give you another one. So
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Got out of the woods on that one a little bit.
That's great.
The never-ending ring story. I love that you have multiple, though. That's super sweet. And they kind of mark different occasions. I love how you guys are always doing, you know, big gestures and marking your special occasions. Speaking of which, you both proposed to each other. Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
I don't know. I think Dean doesn't really want to have a wedding or like get married. He's like, I know I'll spend the rest of my life with you, but I don't want to be married. And he's like, if we're going to get married and have this wedding, I think you should propose to me because you're the one who wants it. So I think that's how it started, right?
Yeah, I wanted to feel loved. I want to be asked if I want to marry you.
Yeah. And I know people think it's ridiculous, but I liked it.
Dude,
what are your thoughts on this, Aaron?
You are so funny, man. I mean, dude, I'm a guy, so I get what you're saying. It's just like, I feel like I've never thought it was okay to say any of that out loud.
Aaron!
No, but you guys look amazing, and a better success story than me, so hey, it's working.
No, well, it's working, but barely. We're running on fumes. No, we're not. We're doing great. But that was one of the things. I was like, well, you know, I'm happy to marry you if that's what you want to have, like the wedding and the big thing. I want to just go to a courthouse and just sign the paperwork and do that kind of thing. And yeah, you know, we're gonna have this big, nice wedding, which would be beautiful. I'm very happy we're doing it. But in addition to that, I was like, well, I'll propose to you. But like, come on, repay the favor, like propose back to me. And it was great. And we had a great experience. And obviously, like, I don't know, like the main proposal was the proposal I gave to you, I would say. And then we had like a fun, intimate, like private proposal for you to me. So it was nice to have both, I think.
Yeah.
And especially like the one that I took her on was like this long, excruciating journey. And the one she took me on was like an enjoyable night out in Las Vegas. So it was like, best of both worlds, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was enjoyable. Sweet. He took me on a hike that is the most dangerous hike in America. I was terrified. I was crying. And then his biggest fear is horses. Mm-hmm. And so I proposed to him on a horse.
Yeah. So it was nice. But it was like, you know, leisurely horse riding.
Yeah.
Well, so I just don't trust horses.
Yeah.
No.
Horses are scary. It's like,
what?
It's like, no, when you're riding a horse, like, it can do what it wants.
Whatever it wants.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, so, and sometimes they do. They just, like, move slightly, like.
Well, then you know, you got, except for the thing is, Aaron, you got to control the horse, you know?
Yeah, like, okay, but it's not like a car. You control a car. Horse still is deciding to do it, you know?
I don't know, Aaron. I think you can maybe take some control.
You have to have a special bond with your horse, for sure.
You do have to have a special bond, for sure, I guess. All right, so horse is
horse
not
girl.
For you guys.
You're a horse girl, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm a recovering horse girl. Sue me, okay?
I could see Jill
I've never
being
been
a horse
shy
girl.
About it.
No shame against it. Horses. It's just, you know, even when I was getting on the horse for the proposal that Kaylin gave to me, I was like kind of heavier at the time. I still am, like, a little overweight. But I weighed, like, 205, and I was talking to the horse guide, I guess. What would you call her? The guide.
Guide, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, hey, so how much can this old horse carry?
He's like, I don't think this is right.
And she's like, oh, that horse, Bucky. Bucky's been in the business for a while. Bucky can carry about 200 pounds on his back. And I was like,
she said more than 200.
No, she said 200 pounds. And I looked at you and I was like, fuck, I weigh 205. And there were times where it would like take a big step across like a creek bed, and I'd be like, this is the moment its back breaks and it's going to buck me off of this thing. Yeah. I was terrified.
Oh my God. Good old Bucky.
Good old Bucky.
Wow. Well, you conquered your fears. That's great. You risked it for the biscuit. It worked out for you.
Never again. Never, ever, ever again. And at our wedding, Kaylin's like, I'm going to go horseback riding and do this stuff. And I was like, I will be far, far away from that. So.
Wow. Well, that's amazing and super exciting for your wedding planning. So I want to jump ahead into the future a little bit. What comes after the wedding? You guys made headlines when Dean talked about getting a vasectomy. So yes. Where are we at on that?
Oh, we're sniffed, baby.
We're sniffed.
Oh, yeah?
No, we're not.
Did you do it?
Oh, okay.
No. That was just I was just trying to provide other solutions to Kaylin having to take her hormonal birth control because I didn't think it was fair for her to have to do that. Mm. So we were talking about alternatives, and I was like, you know what? I'll just do this. Why not do that? And so it's just one of those things where, you know, those headlines really like to make you out to be a fool. And I mean, sure, what I said was a little foolish. Don't get me wrong, but it was an coming from a good place, I would say. Obviously, we didn't end up following through with it, but we were actually just talking earlier today about how I might be sterile and she might be infertile. We need to get tested more, I guess, confirmed about this. But
we have no idea if we are or we're not, basically.
It seems like you're all about fairness. Like she proposes to you, you propose to her, she takes birth control, you cut it up, you know?
Yeah. Well, there, you know, it makes more sense to take the bullets out of a gun than to shoot at a bulletproof vest. So,
and that's king energy. I would say the high line should be king energy.
Yeah. But you know, they
Us
Weekly likes to just mince words and make me look as bad as possible. It's funny. Every time we do like an interview or whatever with Us Weekly, every time, it's only happened like 3 times. So when I say every time, I don't mean that often, but every time I pick up the phone and before we start the interview, I'm like, so what kind of shitty headline are you guys going to spin today?
They kind of do that.
I hate it. And I think we've all been victim to it to a certain extent. But yeah, it's pretty frustrating sometimes.
What did I see? It was like, you want a truck or something like that? Like,
yeah.
You know, she has to get you a truck or you won't marry her or something.
Oh my God. Yes. That was insane.
It wasn't that I wouldn't marry her. Truck. Like you were saying, it's a big quid pro quo relationship. We're in tit for tat, if you will. So I'm like, I'll get you this beautiful engagement ring, but like, let's also, like,
my idea, though. That was not your
idea. It was your idea, which is, and I love the truck. It's the best thing for us as homeowners to have. We get a lot of practical value out of the truck. We're moving stuff around all the time in it. There's not much practical value in a diamond ring. Sure, it's beautiful.
Correct.
And it's very significant. But as far as practical value goes, the truck really does take the cake there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the headline was insane.
The truth comes out. I love it.
So yeah, she paid the down payment on the truck that we share. It's our truck. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's your ring. It's not even our ring. It's your ring. So technically, you're still coming out on top.
Well, the ring was lost. So
this new ring is your ring, and I put an air tag. I put an air tag in the ring box this time, so I'm not going to lose it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
A little side note, completely off topic. Do you guys still watch The Bachelor? Like, what do you think about Zach's season?
Did you watch it? Caitlin watches more than I do. I'll like sneak in and watch a little bit of every whenever you're watching, and I'll watch some of the episode.
I try to watch. I'm more into Paradise than I am into The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Same. But Zach seems like a nice guy. I don't really know much about him. His final three women all seemed great. I don't know. I don't really have very many thoughts on it. What do you think?
I don't have many thoughts.
Nice.
What do you guys think? What was your conclusion of the season?
I thought he had a really great group of girls. I thought he didn't necessarily do the right. He always tried to do the right thing. I think maybe he was too concerned with looking like a good dude than being one sometimes. But yeah. I think everything worked out.
Really well. I honestly think that it was just like the bog standard, like, this is a Bachelor season. And that's like great. And, you know, it's heartwarming. But I would have liked to see a little more mosh, you know, a little more humor. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. But Aaron, I think you nailed it on the head. I agree with you. It was like I think he wanted to be a good guy, but sometimes his actions didn't necessarily showcase him being a good guy. Like the whole fantasy suite thing. That was like
that's the only episode I watched
start to finish. Yeah. That was maybe his one hiccup that I saw, but
at the end of the day, it's all good. We got a good Bachelorette out of it with Charity. So I'm excited for her season. Are you guys interested in watching her season? Have you seen anything?
Yeah, I saw on the Woman Tell All that she was announced. So I'm excited to see it.
I saw that she was announced. Like I said, I didn't really watch much of the season up until the Fantasy Suite episode. So I didn't really even know who she was. But I'm sure that, you know, the producers aren't going to pick someone that's not worthy of it, at least in most cases. So, so I'm excited for her. I think she's going to do great.
I watched. She's great. I think she's going to kill it. I think she's really going to kill it.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Aaron, you have a girlfriend now, right? I was going to ask you if you were going to go on the show, but.
No, definitely not going to go on the show. I do have a girlfriend. Everything's going great. Thanks, man.
Happier than
I've ever been. Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome, man. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I can't wait to get a ring for her.
Wow. Wait, this card launched here.
Yeah. I'm going to get a vasectomy to you. I'm just like, Dean, you're leading the way, Dean.
Just don't forget the truck. That's the most important part.
If she gets me a truck, I'll do anything she wants. Like,
lock it down.
Oh my God.
Good man right there. Good man.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Okay. So do you guys have any advice for people that are going to go on Bachelor in Paradise? You guys kind of did an unconventional way, but if, you know, hindsight is 2020.
Yeah. I've got a lot of advice. What do you got?
Oh, go.
Well, let me think about it.
Oh,
first.
You got a lot.
Yeah. I got to order it in my head.
I've said this a bunch, and I think it's so important when you're starting a new relationship within the Bachelor franchise. The most important thing to do is not look or read at anything, which is hard to do. But I think that was such a big thing in our relationship, was just not listening to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. It almost made us stronger, I think, too.
Yeah.
Like seeing people talk crap for whatever reason or in whatever medium that they were talking crap. I was always like, it just made me hold on even tighter to you for some reason.
Yeah.
Which I think is nice.
It is nice.
It's like, it sucks, but like, you know, it sucks to see those things that people are saying about you, but at the same time, it like made us stronger. So that's definitely true. I agree with Kaylin. I've been on Paradise twice. I did Winter Games once and I did Bachelorette. So I'm very well experienced. I would say the thing that separated the last experience from the first three was I went in sober. I didn't drink booze while I was on the beach, which was a big, big good idea, I think.
Big good idea.
And I was just like, what? I was like, this is me. Take it or leave it. If you want me, great. If you don't, I don't care less. And so I walked in there and just kind of didn't really give a crap about anyone or anything. Not like in the point where I was being selfish, but where I was just like, I'm just going to be myself. And a lot of people get caught up in, you know, being the best version of themselves for television, which I fully understand. Like, you definitely want to put your best foot forward, but a lot of people get lost in that and they start being someone that maybe they're not entirely. And so then you get off the show and you start exposing parts of yourself that you didn't show on the show because you were trying to be your absolute best self, which, and again, you should strive to be your best self all the time. But I think honesty is the biggest part there. So I walked in there and I was like, you know, I live in a van. I just moved out of my house. I don't have a job. I've got this ridiculous mustache. I haven't showered in like a month and a half.
Oh my God.
Who wants to go on a date with me? And like, truthfully, like that is who I am. And Kaylin can attest, like, I like being dirty. I like being a vagrant. I like going out and like not being heard from for a couple weeks at a time. That's stuff that makes me really happy. And so for her to like see that and still be able to develop feelings for me was a big step in the right direction for us. Because when we got off the show, there weren't really any major surprises, I think, after the fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great advice. Okay. So
good thing, good thing you're good looking then, bro.
Yeah, right. You're
good looking. Yeah. Well, no. I think a better way to say that is I was good looking because I've definitely fallen off quite a bit.
Shut up.
It's great because she has no choice but to be with me now. So I can just continue to gain a little bit of weight. The teeth can get a little bit yellower and she's got no choice but to stick it through with me. So I timed it pretty well, I got to say.
Oh my God. Well, Dean and Kaylin, we really enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you guys so much for coming on. I know you've got to go, but we really appreciate hearing from you guys. So fun, and have fun in Hawaii. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, this was a
Thank
blast.
You guys.
I love every single one of you. So I was so happy to be able to see your faces and talk to you guys.
Aww.
Thank you.
We love you
so
back.
Much.
Wow. Thanks for hanging out.
Back. See you guys.
Bye. See ya.
Dean cracks me up.
Literally. It's so funny. Hilarious. That was hilarious, Aaron, when you were like, I wish I could say all these things out loud, and you're just like, no.
I was like, I get everything you're saying. I just never thought I would hear them out loud, let alone recorded.
Recorded.
Do you know who the fan base is, Dean?
Oh my God. So true. Scary.
But it did come out like semi-charming somehow. So hopefully it works out for
Oh no, it's great. It'll be so
it
fun.
Was, yeah, amazing. All right, Dean and Kaylin, thank you for being here today. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
And as always, make sure to subscribe and submit your burning questions. Check us out on social and like, comment, DM us. You know where to find us. At ClickbaitBN on Instagram. And from there, you can find us on our TikTok and Facebook.
Share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you're looking at this week. And Prime members, make sure to listen to Clickbait ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. But before you go, tell us about yourself with a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Thanks again, everyone, and make sure to tune in next week for an episode of Clickbait.
Bye.
Bye.